All righty, Vikings and Rams coming up pretty soon now. What a big NFC game this is in Minneapolis. Let's get an update from St. Louis. This is the DraftKings Extra Point, and Miles Simmons carries us through.
Hey, thanks, guys. You know, I really think that this week the biggest storyline is going to be the matchup of running backs. On one side, you've got Adrian Peterson, obviously a great running back in this league for many years. But then on the other side, you've got the rookie Todd Gurley, and he has been just an outstanding runner for the Rams in their past four games since he became a starter. And really, he became the only rookie running back in NFL history to rush for at least 125 yards in four consecutive games. Now, I think when you talk about what he's been able to do, really, the Rams are 3-1 since he had been inserted as a starter. So he's really kind of changed their offense. He's made them more of a dynamic run team. And that way, the Rams also can get off the field for a little bit longer on defense. And when you look at these two teams, what I think is actually pretty interesting is they're kind of built the same kind of way. You want to run the ball, you want to make some plays in the passing game when you need to, but you also really want to play good defense. Now, obviously, the Vikings have been able to do a very good job of that with those two young linebackers out of UCLA, but then on the right side of the Rams, they've assembled a pretty darn good front with five former first-round picks. Obviously, only four will probably play in this game with Chris Long out with a knee injury, but what those guys up front are going to have to do is try to slow down that run game with Adrian Peterson. And then you've got another guy in Stephon Diggs on the outside. The cornerbacks have been playing well for the Rams, but they're going to need to do an even better job this week.
Thanks, Miles. Wobby, Vikings.com, Mike Wabshaw for the Verizon winning formula with the Vikings and the Rams. We know about all those first-round picks on the defensive line for the St. Louis Rams. Do you think that's where everything starts today?
Yes, their defensive line, very good. Full of first-round picks, as Miles said. Disruptive guys on the edge and in the middle. But let's talk about the Vikings' defensive line. They can defend Adrian today as well.
Interesting.
What do I mean by that? Well, Adrian had a great first six games in the NFL. Todd Gurley is close to matching that. But if our defensive line can keep Gurley to under 95 yards rushing, they will prevent Gurley from matching what Adrian did. We remember how fun that was watching Adrian through his first six games. Well, that's what the Rams have been able to do so far this season. Hopefully, we can do a pretty good job defending him.
Neither of these teams go up and down the field with the passing game. So the team that can pass best and most timely, I think, may have a big advantage today.
Yeah, and I think you're right about that, and that still comes back to first and second down, because what you want to be in is third and manageable so that the opposing defense doesn't know what you're going to do. But you want to put your quarterback in as positive a situation as possible. To do that, you need to perform well on the early downs, and it's going to be important for both teams to do that. Another important element of this game, Paul, I think, is red zone offense. The Rams' red zone defense, about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
The Vikings' red zone offense really needs to get better. I think that's an area where we can look to improve. And our victory over the Chicago Bears was full of positive things. Blair Walsh was great. Teddy Bridgewater played great down the stretch. Adrian Peterson was running the ball well all day. Our defense was good, but we were 0-2 in the red zone. So we need to improve in that area. When we get inside the 20 on teams, especially if they have a good defense like the Rams, you need sixes, not threes.
The Vikings are in search of four consecutive victories and looking to keep their home mark perfect and improve to 6-2. Thanks, Wobby.
Thanks, Paul.
Mike Wabshaw, Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching Vikings Game Plan, and on behalf of everybody here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, have a great day.